Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, bonjour, dobro jutro, good day. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and internationally. Imagine your voice, your story, my voice, my topic today, Don't Dress Your Age, is going to circle the world. And you want to know why? Because Blog Talk Radio is a powerful marketing tool. It reaches listeners in any country in the world. And the shows are archived. Now get your pen and pad out. I'll give you the link. www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. And click on December 6th. And the show is Don't Dress Your Age. And sidebar, you need to tune in every day, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, tomorrow. Age, yoga, bustling life. What age are you? On Thursday, the 8th, eat your way to brain health. Research is clear. What you eat has a big impact on your brain. You aren't what you think you are. You are what you think. And then on Friday, December 9th, the truth about the Fountain of Youth. No gimmicks, just the truth. How to live a healthy, vigorous, and long life. Now, I gave you, you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Internet radio is a powerful marketing tool. We'll talk about that a little bit later. In the meantime, you can listen to the archive show. All of the shows are archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. And darlings, the call-in number, 347-637-3789. I'll give it to you one more time. 347-637-3789. Do you want to weigh in on Don't Dress Your Age? And yeah, there's quite a separation between how people view women dressing as they age, but what about the men? I never hear anything about them. But that, you have to stay tuned, because you're going to find out about Queen Victoria. And then there was a Nana who refused to kowtow to all of these people that are dictating your life. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Do you want to weigh in? What do you wear? Do you dress your age? Do you feel that age has anything to do with dressing and your choices? 347-637-3789. You could email me at Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, studio, at sbcglobal.net. That's Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, at sbcglobal.net. Log on to my website, simplyageless.net, and KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons. I've had an exciting life. And today, December 6th, I'm just so excited about moving higher. Excuse me, higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings, new opportunities. New portals and vistas to enter, to explore. Come soar with me. You've heard me say this time and time again. Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter, and it doesn't mind to me. In fact, I'm like, what is this craze? You know, America has this stranglehold on youth. That's a marvelous time of life. but I want you to enjoy your life like it's golden. Yeah, we're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes so many. It doesn't have to be that way. I want you to be an independent. I don't want you. I'm encouraging you not to live your life according to the gospel of these experts, whoever they are. I still don't know who they are. Or are you relinquishing yourself to the dictates of someone else? When you woke up this morning, did you say, "Good morning, God," or "Good God, it's morning"? You're here to fill your space. It's been designed for you. If you don't fill it, who will? Who will? When you're on the site, click on video and watch Roger Plummer and I. Our bags are packed. We would love to entertain you. We'll travel all over the world. No one has ever thought of pairing the Bard and James Brown. Soul, songs, and Shakespeare. Listen to Roger's voice. Oh, man. And I do Sonnet 18 and 22. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. Oh, Lionel Richie, James Brown, Roger Plummer. And the beauty of this show, this presentation, we want to entertain you, is that it's for all ages, everyone, all over the world. We don't have to censure anything in it. It's an original. When you're online and you're listening to it, we give you all of our contact information. But if you want to get in touch with me right now, you could email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. And as long as we're on the site, scroll down and look at books. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, The Fountain of Youth. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the Fountain of Youth. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment, no costly operations. Just learn my methods and techniques, and you just use your hands and acupressure. Release the toxins in your body. Oh, they're so much fun. And the beauty is that once you've learned them, they're yours. And they're yours for life, and they go with you everywhere. The book is available as an ebook and a soft cover through contact me at Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. It's a modest fee, 6-7 decades of research and development. That's exciting. And I had so much fun doing all of the research. Not only to help me, but to help you too, because when you look good, you feel good. And if you feel good, you look good. And isn't that what you want? What was our greatest freedom? Do all of you remember? Do you remember what our greatest freedom was? If you know it, call in 347-637-3789, and I will give you the ebook free. But you have to call in today. No, no email. You call in 347-637-3789 and tell me what our greatest freedom is. Log down, row, scroll down. Choices, awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. 14 of us bared our soul. We went through the abyss to help you enjoy a quality of life that may be eluding you right now. You see, we're all in this together. We take you by the hand. We don't walk ahead of you or behind you. We just take you by the hand. And together, we walk this golden line in our life, being our authentic self. I said earlier, or are you living your life according to the gospel of someone else? I want you to be original. I want you to dress the way that you want to. I want you to be a leader, to be a role model. And you see, our young children are looking at us as role models. They're our future. So what type of a role model are you? The book is available at Author House, and it's nonfiction. Scroll down to The Heart of the Lion. My trip to Africa. That's fiction and nonfiction. Available at Ex Libris and Amazon. Scroll down. Oh, the book isn't featured yet, but I'll tell you about it. 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. It was introduced by David Ricklin. 101 plus the 14, 115 of us really opened our soul. Include you to give you, I want your mantra to be that you're amazing and that you have so much to give to the world. And when you get that book, Self Growth or Amazon, Volume 2, I am Chapter 3, The Passionate Warrior. It shall be my pleasure to discuss that chapter with you. So on a scale of 1 to 10 today, how's your life going? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And before we get into the core of today's show, Don't Trust Your Age, I really want to acknowledge my sponsors. I don't think of them as sponsors. I think of them as partners. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Brotherhood and Sisterhood, Iron Workers and Impact. Can't you just feel the energy? Titanic Shaping and Bridging the Future. Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. They have each other's back. They walk alongside each other. They're holding hands. To find out more about Impact, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Dom Perignon of the Trades, Iron Workers International. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love illuminating the character of iron workers, their hidden talents to pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and sisterhood and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Log on ironworkers.org. Guys and gals, I married an iron worker. What a noble profession. And there is a CD out. I opened with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. And then I segue into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. Oh, similarities abound, but they are a million miles apart. But iron workers are creators of art. Log on www.ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. Do you have a little financial issue? Email Greg at ahtax@ameritech.net. I said earlier, when you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Stress, trauma, anger release toxins into the body and are leading factors in premature aging and death. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, designed to help you improve the quality of your life, and it's affordable. You know how to get it. It's an ebook or a soft copy. Life of the Elixir of Youth. You could go online and you could read a chapter. Another extraordinary author, extraordinaire Edith Nam. She wrote a book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. Available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes and Noble. Did you know that home-based businesses are exploding? I had my own home-based business when I was 25 years old. Hats by Kathy, C-A-T-H-I. Did you know that more people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing? Do you want to be the CEO of your own business? It's a marvelous way to fulfill your dreams, and it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself and encouraging you to believe in yourself. And it's a great training ground for young people at home. Did I pique your interest? You know how to reach me, Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. So, you want your own business? Let me tell you how you're going to promote it. I'm going to work with you. No loose cannons. I'm going to be your choreographer. The world is waiting for you. Timing is everything, and the time is now. This is for entrepreneur, business owners, anyone. Does everyone understand the purpose of your service, your business, your passion, your mission? This is so exciting. When you decide to be the CEO of your own business, you're going to have your own, very own half-hour live radio show where you're the star. And you're going to share your mission, your passion, your story with the world. It's about you. Your way, you own it. Internet radio is a powerful marketing tool. I told you that earlier. It's exploding. And best of all, you broadcast from the comfort of your home or office, preferably on a landline phone. The show is archived. I email you the link, then you email the link to your email database, invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and will circle the world. You choose your day, and we work with you on time. I definitely choreograph the show. I work with you on content. There is a one-time modest me. I look forward to working with you and hearing from you. Get in touch with me, Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Don't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. You could have one show or 10, and they're yours. You own it. The world needs to hear about you. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. To weigh in, 347-637-3789. Today's show. Don't dress your age. What does it mean to dress your age, and why should it matter? Women are more often criticized for dressing like younger, not older versions of themselves. Why, when you reach age 40, you're suddenly inundated with advice about age-appropriate wear? I don't understand that. Have you ever heard anyone criticizing men? Women over 40 get too much unwanted advice on stuff and what to wear. Why does it matter? Why does it matter? And I've often wondered, men, has anyone ever done an article on men? Huh. You see, women are not praised for dressing like fabulous young things now. As we ascend the ladder of wisdom and maturity, we are cautioned to adopt restraint, to be classic, sophisticated, to eschew skin in favor of prim, and with every passing year, to occupy less space and be more demure and dull. We're also told to monitor our appearance in a way men are very rarely told to. Find me a man leafing through a magazine that tells him to upturn his collar to hide his neck wrinkles, and I'll upturn it for him. Now, a fashion guru, I'm quoting, advised women, the worst thing you can do is to dress younger than you are. Huh. The worst thing? Oh, so bad. Apparently, that Daily Mail claimed that 80% of Britons thought women should start dressing down when they turned 50. As a result, the survey found that a quarter of women over 50 are scared of wearing high heels. After 40, we should, says a British fashion writer in the Telegraph, use plenty of conditioner on our hair and not risk a radical trim because a bob at this age could put a decade on you. Ah! And he quotes, and I'm quoting this, women over 40 get too much unwanted advice on what to wear. Oh, stuff it. The author goes on to say a maxi skirt could add 10 years, which means get a haircut and the wrong dress and bang, you're 60. A website named LifeScript, write that down, also recently chided women over 40 who wore tank tops, low-rise jeans, platform heels, bangles, and big earrings with the question, are you a middle-aged fashionista who just doesn't know when to quit? I have to tell you my experience in, I was out shopping, all right, sidebar, the other day. And ahead of me, this woman was pushing her cart. She had gray hair. And she had a black coat on that was just below her knees. And she was in 4-inch heels. Now, I knew she wasn't 40, 50. I would put her closer to 70. And I wanted to go up to her and say, bravo. I'm delighted to see that you have your own style. You are a fashionista with a can-do attitude. But I didn't know how she would take it. But there she was. And she was walking beautifully, had no trouble with balance. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Don't dress your age. Dress how you want to. And finally, we are told to smile more. The sulky, not bothered expression, which you may think cool, will in your 40s start to look sour. Perk it up. This is mutton shaming, ladies, and it has to stop. Very occasionally, we are given permission to reveal glimpses of our fleshy self. Hey, wait a minute. We're living longer. I can't tell the age of so many people. But go back to your TV, internet. This England, King of England, George IV, one of the first recorded uses of mutton dressed as lamb was to praise, not ridicule, hot older women. Don't you just love that? Hot older women. The phrase is attributed to circa 1811 to the future king of England, George IV, who, when still a prince, was asked at a ball if he found a particular girl pretty. He snorted with derision, "Girls! Girls are not my style. I don't like lamb, but mutton dressed like lamb." He was praising hot older women. But you know, it has to do with attitude. If your posture isn't straight, and if you don't walk with an air of confidence, then you've ruined the whole picture. I want you to see it in your mind's eye. I was on a very popular talk radio show. I was a guest. And it was, "Are You Afraid of Aging?" And I took the microphone from the host of the show. I won't give her out her name. It doesn't evade me, but I think you'll know what I'm talking about. And I looked at this audience. By the way, I had the microphone for over 20 minutes. And she said to the audience, "Kathy should have her own show, and the rest is history." But I looked at everyone, and I said, "Have you all inhaled? Have you inhaled?" And I coined two phrases. Never, never apologize for what you're wearing. It was your choice. It describes who you are. Phrase number two, never ever waste an entrance or an exit. And that takes me back to on board ship. The captain always has this big, elaborate party, and everyone is invited to it. And the men have to wear tuxedos or something that resembles, not, you can't go in jeans or sneakers. And the women dress elegantly. And the Silver Fox had his beautiful tuxedo, and I always had my elaborate gown. I would go in, and we would introduce ourselves to the captain, and then I would stand over to the side, and this is what I witnessed. Man, the men came in, and they always walked a step ahead of their, and they just stood there, paused, waiting to be recognized and to be admired. And I saw too many of the women kind of slouching, round-shouldered, like she didn't exist. Of course, that gave me a leeway into my next lecture when I had them in a room all to myself, and I told them about what I witnessed. Don't you ever waste an entrance or an exit. And don't you ever apologize for what you're wearing. You're listening to Live with Me. Don't dress your age. Queen Victoria ditched those suffocating corsets without blinking, much to the horror of her doctor. Instead, she wore exactly what she liked for half a century. Mourning black with diamonds. Hillary Clinton is another such staunchly campaigning on in her pantsuits. I love the prospect of letting myself go. It's just the most delicious concept. I would find myself wandering around the street, hair askew, unkempt but cheerful, wearing a curious assortment of clothes, perhaps of vintage crops with dapper heels. Just to my liking. I don't want you to ever apologize for what you're wearing. I want you to wear what you want. Let yourself go. Let yourself go and be the original you. When you look, you feel. If you feel good, you look good. And when you look in the mirror and you say, "Man, I'm really hot looking," I want you to run with it. Soar with the eagles. Until tomorrow, au revoir.